Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 67 of Zero Carb Journal. Man, it's a pretty high number. Just keep going. Good morning you guys, how you doing? Sunday morning here, just about 8 o'clock, a little later than normal. And happy springtime everybody. Hope you guys are doing great. Hope you guys had a great week. Hope you guys stayed the course and are feeling super solid and enjoying all your meats. So yeah, welcome back, you guys. Well, let's see. What can I tell you about Zero Carb? You know, I've had a great week today. It's been so nice to come out of the cold, and we just went pretty much straight from deep winter to late spring. It seems like it's been really warm, really nice weather, and I've been feeling great. Had a super productive week, quite a bit of boat work, finished up two boats this week, and that was great. And in between that, I had a lot of time to tackle projects around here, finally getting my shop cleaned up, get things organized around here, and clean it up after the snow. And yeah, so I've had a great week. I've been feeling strong and solid and productive. So, you know, from a zero carb perspective, it's pretty profound for me, as always, in that I've been just staying the course, just eating my beef, a little bit of fish, a little salmon every 3 days or so, just a little bit, 6 ounces every third day or so, since I've got some now. Thank you to my boat building friends. And so I've just been staying the course, keeping things pretty simple. No bacon, no cheese, nothing like that. And when I say it's profound, I just mean to say that it is very noticeable and evident. And I've just, you know, obviously I've learned so much over the last few years, but it's so noticeable when I stay the course how much better I feel. So again, I didn't feel like the bacon really threw me off track, or the cheese a few weeks ago was too terrible. The cheese definitely reminded me I shouldn't eat it very often, if at all. But the bacon feels like, oh, no big deal, I can eat it. But I'll tell you, if I eat it, you know, if I eat it, buy a pack of bacon and I eat it all week, it's not like I notice I feel terrible, but if I don't do that and I just eat beef, I'm much more stable. My guts are much quieter. I am regular. I'm as close to solid as I ever get. Sorry for the details, but it's just I'm as close to normal as I get if I just stay to beef. And it's pretty noticeable. It really is. So it's fun. I just sort of, what's fun is being reminded of how valid that is, of how many times now I've verified that over and over again. And it's not that I forget, but I sort of, you know, every time I come back to it, I'm sort of amazed, I guess. I'm it's not like it's a surprise, but I'm just like, wow, that really does make a big difference. Because it when I'm eating bacon or whatever, it doesn't seem like it's that big of a change. And it really just takes me back to my initial feeling of zero carb, you know, of finding zero carb and starting it, being like, holy crap, I never knew I felt so bad, you know, going all of these things that are better now. There was only a few of them that I really realized were issues prior to, you know, knowing what it was like to not have them in my life. So, and those are small things like, you know, scalp acne or, you know, whatever. Anyways, those are just, it's pretty apparent to me now, and it continues to be a source of amazement how big of a difference it can make. So, one of the things that really reminded me of, and one of the things that made me want to bring up, was just to remind everybody, you know, about that, and to say that yeah, the one little thing that you've kept in your diet really could be throwing you off. And it might not be throwing you off in a way that makes you feel like it's throwing you off, but yeah, you could still do better, perhaps. And I don't know if that's the case, but it's just to illustrate that strict beef and water really is home base, as it were, for this diet. And if you don't, if you're not doing that, then not picking on anything else, people who leave in eggs or dairy and never, but just you don't know. Just that you might think that the eggs aren't bothering you, but it'd be a great idea just to get all the way down to beef and water for a couple weeks and see. So, anyways, that has nothing to do with anything really, other than just an observation I made and did want to pass that on, that it does make a big difference. I know we hear it all the time, but I just thought I'd be the reminder and remind myself as well. That's one of the interesting things about it, is 2 years and change into this way of eating, and still I stray off the path and I kind of forget what a difference it can make. So anyways, been feeling great with regards to, well, just about everything. My mental state, I'm just so much better than I was a few weeks ago, but than I w have ever been. So really feeling strong and solid mentally, and still really looking forward to the future. So hey, let's talk about another big zero carb difference in my life. And this may not be something that all of you can relate to, but I'm sure some of you will find it interesting, because it's something that, well, it's a huge part of who I am, and it's something I really struggled with when I became zero carb, and that is my gardening hobby, my growing food, my it's more than a hobby. For a long time now, it has been my passion. I mean, I live here on a farm. I liked to think of myself as a master gardener, as somebody who, was really adept at growing food. I think all of my friends would say that. I'm the guy who, here we are in mid-March, and I would have had, radishes and fresh green salad on the table already. I'd already be canning radishes, pickling radishes, and have fresh, I was able to have fresh produce throughout most of the year, because I was so gung-ho on my greenhouse and my season extending methods. I had, dirt planter beds sloping towards the sun, and cold clutches and hot houses and manure, composting and making warm spots under cover. And I mean, I was so into it, and I would be, poring over seed catalogs right now. And so it's really interesting to be in this time of year. Last year was really my first year. Well, the year before, I was in the phase of adaptation in spring, and I was quite militant about ZC, and so I didn't garden. It's been 2 years, I guess, since I've gardened, but really, this is kind of feeling, in some ways, it's not feeling like the first year of not gardening, but I guess I'm sort of like stable now everywhere else, and now I'm kind of looking around going, jeez. I miss it and don't miss it all at once. Like, I really, let's see, what am I trying to say here? What I'm trying to say is, the biggest thing that I'm observing is this is the time that I have available, and energy, and mental space. And I am very appreciative of that fact. At the same time, I'm aware of all of that stuff I was passionate about, and really filled my days in a, in a very fulfilling way. I'm aware that that's not there. But there's very little negative thoughts associated with that. I don't miss it. I mean, I miss it in a nostalgic sense, but I don't miss it in a needing or wanting sense. I don't really want to go back to doing it. It was, I really enjoyed digging with my shovel, as weird as that sounds, and I loved changing the shape of the land and growing things, and caring and tending for the, little living things and all that. But yeah, I'm really enjoying having time to, think about other ways I want to progress around here, and other things to focus on. So that's been really interesting. That's a very, it's very specific to zero carb, right? With regards to, me coming from a place where I believe that growing my own food was the most healthy and sustainable way for me to live. Best for me, best for my property, best for the world around me. And come to find out, you know, now I don't feel that it's the best for me, and now I'm, you know, questioning whether it was the best for my property. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm still moving forward on sort of shaping my land to be a rich, sort of permanent garden without my input. I still am interested in planting fruit trees and making sun windbreaks and sun traps and all of those things, to make my property nice for all the living things, because that's really what the goal is to make a place that, you know, inspires passion and just feels like home, just feels like a place you want to be. And I believe a lot of that is tied into the way we, you know, the way the life around us on the land, you know, is shaped and receives energy from the sun and the air and the water and gives it back to us and all those things. It's quite complex. I don't know if you guys have read A Pattern Language by Christopher Alexander. It's an architectural book actually, but it's regards design with regards to patterns of design that make humans feel comfortable. Patterns of design in space, I guess you could say. So it covers, oh, you know, community layout and property layout and home layout and structure and design with regards to the way they interact with the land and the earth. And anyways, a wonderful book, A Pattern Language, just endlessly fascinating. And it dovetails quite nicely with my thoughts about landscaping and earth shaping, which is known as permaculture, as you guys know. I've talked about that before. Bill Mollison's design system, which he called permaculture. And as you guys know, that probably that is a method of designing systems, you know, on your land that allow that allow life to thrive and hopefully, you know, install systems that bring water and nutrients to plants that bring us food and shade and shelter and comfort and like I said, encourage warm spots and block winds and all those things. I could go on and on, but at any rate, it's something I'm still very passionate about. And I do feel that you know, I do spend my time thinking about how to use my land that way. But what I'm not doing is just digging rows and putting in seeds of annual crops. You know, I'm still interested in landscaping as it applies to placing perennial planters around my property, you know, whether it's for land or aesthetics or have some function like I talked about with regards to climate control or things like that. Some of them still offer food, like fruit trees are wonderful perennial food sources for many things. I may even eat a little bit of fruit this summer. We'll see. But what I'm not doing is plant is, you know, really working so hard for an annual garden crop, you know, to have potatoes or salads or tomatoes or things like that. And it's an enormous amount of work that I'm not doing, an enormous amount of a brain, you know, energy, of directed attention that I can direct elsewhere. So really enjoying that. I think a big part, you know, getting back into surfing was sort of a response to having some time to have other passions again. And so this week has been interesting because I've been A, really aware that it's time to start gardening if I were to do so, if I were, and B, I've just had time to do other things, so it's been great, really moving forward on the property. You know, it's been a few years of putting myself here and trying to get rid of all the crap down there, and now I'm sort of in a place where not much to get rid of and feeling like I'm moving forward. So I spent a lot of this week when I wasn't working on boats, working in my shop, cleaning it up. It's been a decade or so since it's been really. It's just been sort of a place that things have moved into and exploded, and so I'm really looking forward to the next phase of that, turning it into a place where I can work on my work on stoves and work on projects for the property and continue to move things forward. So it's been really fun, really enjoyable to go through this change, and it's a big part of that is zero carb, you know, really changing the way I approach my whole life, from the, you know, the things I do on a day-to-day basis in terms of my routine to my passions and my hobbies. It's really impacted everything, and in a very good way, and given me, obviously my health and sound mind, where I'm not depressed anymore, but also freed up a lot of mental space, decluttered my living space, and freed up mental space, and allowed me to make some progress in ways that I think it would have taken me a long time, because I was just spread so thin with all of the things I was trying to achieve. And a lot of them I was doomed to fail at. Health, for instance, if I had stayed the course, which, and part of that was growing all my food. I mean, I did all that food growing and food preserving. I mean, that was an enormous part of my life. 60% of my work time was probably put into that project. And honestly, as much of a passion as it was, I got there out of a misguided attempt at health. I thought that was the path to health for decades. I did. I thought growing my own food, not buying food at the store, eating mostly homegrown fruits and vegetables. I really felt that was the key to successful health, and I sure don't feel that way anymore. As a matter of fact, I don't think that has anything to do with health. As a matter of fact, I think it may be. In my case, obviously, it was negative, and I think for many people, it may be so a net negative on their health. So, at any rate, that's enough about that. A little springtime zero carb refresher. That as much as I loved gardening, I don't miss it in a painful way, and I do feel that the moving beyond it has brought a lot of value into my life, and that's nice, because gardening was something that brought a lot of value into my life, and I really, really enjoyed the complexity of it, and how deep I could go and continue to progress. So, and I don't think that's over. I'd like to progress into a more aesthetic version of that. I really enjoy landscaping, but oh, I'm trying not to even open that door, because it seems like it's a pathway to spend a lot of money on stuff I don't really need. I keep trying to motivate myself to just landscape with native plants that I can go out in the woods and get. Just go get ferns and cedars and do my layout that way. I'm a bit spoiled though, because I did landscaping was my first job as a teenager, and I really enjoyed, going to the nursery and getting the mountain hemlocks and the dahlias and crocosmias and all the, ornamental things, and making nice planters and arrangements and layouts. I really, the rule of three, all that stuff. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy the design side of it, and the growth of it, being able to having it be something that you design and then continue to manipulate and put hands on and nurture, I guess is the right word, and watch it grow and progress. So, I really enjoy that. I'd like to get back into it, but I'm trying hard not to let myself get too excited about it. I'm already looking at pond parts and things like that. If I could just spend all my money on ponds and water lilies and ornamental plants, and I'm gonna try not to do that. Unless I find that that's my summer hobby, who knows? We'll see what happens. I have a lot of plant stuff I could do here without spending money, though. I could spend years just grafting. I have so many fruit rootstock starter trees that I started years ago that are now ready for grafting. So, lots of fun plant projects that zero carb has kind of made me, a little less passionate about, I guess. Anyways, I'm sort of all over the place on that one, but just thought I'd bring it up. It's a fun topic to talk about, plants and how they fit into our zero carb lives still. I love plants. I used to love to eat them. I love the way they taste. They don't make me feel good. So I guess that's enough, folks. It's 8 o'clock. It's pretty late today. I'm running a little late. I've been really sleeping well these days, and waking up feeling fresh. I'm just doing a lot better than when I was mixing in a few different things into my meals. Isn't that funny what a difference that makes? So anyways, I think that's enough. I'm gonna get on with my day. I'm really looking forward to a mellow Sunday. I finished two boats this week, as I said, and I'm starting two new ones. Maybe the last big ones of the summer, of the spring. We'll see. One of them's a big one, so I'll be on it for a few months. Should take me out to June or so, and well, hopefully not. I think it needs to be done before then, but May anyways, and and we'll see. I'm looking forward to getting into them though, and getting some more hours in. But mostly, I'm really looking forward to springtime, continuing to make progress with zero carb, and just seeing what the spring and summer holds. So, yes, that's enough for now, you guys. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you're feeling good. Hope you're making progress yourselves, staying the course, finding out what works for you. I've been having some fun watching some new zero carbers testimonial videos. So, get out there and give some support to some other new folks, if you can. If you're new, welcome. Hope you're feeling great. And yeah, so hope you guys have a wonderful week. I do have a special project or two I'm hoping to do, make some videos. It might happen this week. We'll see. It depends on whether those new boat projects get me locked down or not. But I've got some videos for you on my list of things to do, and should be coming out soon. So I think that's enough for now, you guys. Have a great week. Thanks as always for your support and for listening and watching. It makes such a difference in my life. So I really appreciate all you. I'll come back next week and we'll talk about some more stuff. So thanks for your comments, you guys. Thanks for listening and watching, and I'll see you soon. All right, thanks. See ya.